Now, Martin is a follower of Sri Chim Noy, and I think talking politics today, aren't we?
Yes, that's right, Mark. Yes, good morning, everybody. With the Easter celebrations and holiday behind us, some of us will remember that little white card that came through the post a while back, telling us where we should be voting for our local politicians in a little over a week's time. Most of us feel at some stage that it's easy to dislike politicians. Politics is a kind of competition that goes on between two or more parties, and eventually one of these wins. It seems that every politician would like to play the role of a leader, and their empty promises to us abound. Khrushchev once said that a politician will promise you a bridge even if there's no river. So, can we find compatibility between religious and spiritual and politics? The saintly Gandhi said that he could not lead a religious life if he did not identify with the whole of mankind, and that he could not do that unless he took part in politics. But few reach his class. The problem does not seem to be with politics, but rather politicians. My own teacher puts it simply. He says, let us take politics as a knife. Bad people will use a knife to stab and kill, but good people will use a knife to cut fruit and share it with others. If we can bring religious and spiritual values into politics, then politics will be used in the right way. We may think that politicians, and not we as individuals, can help humanity. But an individual can inspire a person one day, and the next day that person can inspire someone else, and so on. The Christ was only one individual, but his light inspired and inspires millions and millions of people. A spiritual master inspires his disciples, and his disciples inspire a few more people. The transformation of humanity is a very slow process. We have to have infinite patience to see a small change for the better. But this is how our world evolves. Goodbye.